Blog Talk Radio.
But then again, she probably knew that her rap tight is a mummy. Figured that I'd get rich, she married me and take half of it from me. What do you think, I'm some type of a dummy or some kind of a cushion you could just use to sit coasting in your comfy, spinning and grinning and laughing like life has come muddy? But if I was broke, it's a joke, would you find it so funny? Are we still cool if I'm not hot? What if my grip split? What if my guap drop? What if my green turn yellow and slow down? Why you icing my knots, the swelling goes down? Would you stick around, or would you up and leave? Searching for security, heart full of impurity. Saving is just what you need, so do you want me to be your hero, or do you just want my bread and my cheese? I don't know, tomato or tomato, let us see. Now, I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but sign this prenup before I put this ring on your finger. Not that I don't trust ya, so there's no reason for complaining. Prenuptial agreement, just agree with what I'm saying. Meaning, are you leaving? Well, okay then, but believe it. When you leave it, you will leave with what you came with. In the beginning, you never been in a binge. You never parked a Porsche, nor could you afford a Ford. Come on, Louis Vuitton, you off course. Gucci, you ain't even know how much Lacoste costs. La Tigre needs a filthy rich man, just filth. We both pour like a glass of milk. So why cry when my half gets spilt? What we have is real. Me, she loves me not. She say she love me. Do she love me or she love my not? And if you're not currently in love with me for my currency over David for the dividends, then what is it then? Huh? Well, is it yen? Just tell the truth, Luke. What? A bigger Benz? What you need? A new coupe? Well, my hoop don't even got a moon roof, so we both know why you're here without the Bluetooth.
Oh, no. Here she comes again into my life. And I really don't know if she's there, if she's really there for me, or if she's dead. Oh, no, here she comes again to my life, and I really don't know if she's there.
babies, it's your girl Miss P, and you are now in tuned. If you're in tune for the very first time, we just want to say welcome. And for all those who continue to support the In Tune Show, we just want to say that we love and appreciate you. So our guest tonight, well, we're having two actually tonight, and I'm excited to talk to them both. But our first guest up is Matthew Shooks. He has the look, the voice, the sound, the story, and he is making major moves in the music industry. So I'm terribly excited to get to talk to him tonight. So for all those who want to talk to him and ask a question, of course, be respectful when you call in. You can dial in at 818-495-6975, and you'll be live with Mr. Matt and Miss P. He comes back to the music scene with guns blazing. He has a James Dean-type look and a demeanor with a little bit of a rock star edge. So I'm not going to tell you too much because for a lot of you guys tuned in already, you guys already witnessed what I witnessed. Fine, talented, and ready for the world. Enough said. So without further ado, let's bring on Mr. Matthew Shooks. How you doing tonight?
We're great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking
Thank
time.
Thank you for having me and saying all those kind words and making me blush.
Yes. Yes, I'm glad I was able to do that because I definitely was blushing when I was saying them.
Wow, I love it. I love it. So how's everything going? I love your show. So I just want to say thanks again for having me on. I'm excited to talk to you today.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm excited that you're on here talking to me today. So we're going to take people back because, you know, it's not like you need that much, you know, headway because you, from what I've seen on, you know, Facebook, et cetera, a lot of people are in tune with you.
Well,
you have
you
a lot of followers.
I'm very, very thankful. I got a lot of loyal fans and great friends and everything that support my music, and it's really taken off inside the last 6 months. You know, my, you know, Twitter fan base has grown to, I think, it's over 600,000, you know, fans and followers. And, you know, Facebook, I'm, you know, I have my my regular personal account, but also my Facebook fan page. And that's getting, you know, a lot of great fans, and I'm getting a lot of good feedback on the music. And one of the most, I guess, recognizable accomplishments as of late is that I've been just being featured as number one in the U.S. on Reverb Nation, which is a huge, you know, independent artist platform with over 4 million artists, you know, worldwide, and I'm number two in the world. So it's been really good. So I've been blessed, and I'm thankful, and, you know, I love the fact that, you know, people are digging my music, and I can't wait to put out more. So a lot of good stuff, and I'm very fortunate to have, you know, people that actually, you know, like what I'm putting out there.
Absolutely. And to boot, you know, Chris Daughtry, that was my group.
Yeah, he's the man. Yeah, back in high school, you know, I had a band, and we were looking for an actual singer to fit the style of music that we were putting out at the time. And, you know, Chris Daughtry was in one of our drama classes for one of my good friends, Robert Nesbitt. So he was like, oh, you got to check out Chris Daughtry. He's got a great voice, and he'll be perfect fit for the band. And lo and behold, we brought him in, and, you know, he played his first guitar chords in front of me and everything, and the rest is history. And then he went on to American Idol, and I'm so proud of him. I stay in touch with him today. He supports me and, you know, what I'm doing, and I certainly support him, and, you know, I basically look up to him, you know, and he's a great music inspiration for me.
Absolutely, and as well as yourself. So there's a lot of great artists that you're currently, you know, mixing up some stuff with, like Kendrick Lamar, like Jim Jones. Tell us a little bit about how you guys connected.
Oh, man, well, Jim Jones and Kendrick Lamar, and these guys are, if you listen in my car right now, that's who I have in there. I have both of those artists, you know, that's what I rock to, going to work and work out and everything like that. But, you know, Jim Jones, that was a funny thing. I actually helped Jim Jones, Joel Santana, DJ Webstar, Dame Dash back in the day. I actually helped them with the production of the music video Dancing on Me. That did really well. You remember that song? So that did really well, and I helped with the video production and everything. I'm actually in the video. They put me in there as the limo driver in the opening scene, but I helped them securitize the house for the video shoot and everything like that. So I always kept a good relationship with Jim. And then when I laid down this track, Money and Me, that you just listened to, that was actually King Dave that was on that version that you heard. But I just yesterday released the Jim Jones version of Money or Me. I sent him over the track, and he was digging it, and, he decided to do a feature on it with me. So I'm blessed to have, somebody that I'm a fan of, actually making music with me. So that was definitely something that was exciting. And the version that you actually just heard, the King Dave version, actually got picked up and put on Kendrick Lamar's mixtape. So it's featured on a mixtape that Kendrick Lamar's hosting, and I think it just got picked up for the new mixtape coming out that's hosted by Mac Miller. So I think that comes out like tomorrow or the next day. So I'm having a great time, collaborating with different artists, getting picked up on, different mixtapes with various artists featuring like T.I. and Andre 3000 and Big Boy and J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar and Mac Miller. I mean, these are just industry heavies that I'd love to be a part of,
Absolutely. So how do you decide? Or is it just like a collaborated thought of, what tracks are going to be on these mixtapes when you guys work together? How do you pick the songs that you want on them?
Well, a lot of times, like one of them was an actual contest where I ended up winning, with a tremendous amount of votes, and they ended up putting it on, a mixtape, so they already had the mixtape set, and then they had one spot that was open for, an independent artist, and they picked me up on it, so I just was blessed for that contest. And then on other ones, it's basically just a management thing where, I put a song out, that I'm not, particularly pushing on the sales side so that I could put it into a mixtape, but unlike most mixtape stuff, I do the production and everything, so they're all originals and everything like that. It's not on top of somebody else's beat or anything, so I just like to get the feature out there and to allow the world to hear it, on different, spotlights, such as mixtapes and everything, which is really cool. And I have another project that I'm actually doing a collaboration with Dricky Graham that's going to be coming out. It's called Agent Man, and I'm excited to do that. He's flying in. We're going to hit the studios at some point this week. And, he just went gold on his album for Snapback and Tattoos. So I'm excited to work with him. But it just keeps coming. I'm very happy and blessed.
Absolutely. Now, I know the talent keeps coming and the collabs keep coming. But I'm a little bit curious, is the ladies keep coming?
The ladies are there. They're definitely there. But you know what? I have been seeing somebody for a while, so it's pretty good, and she supports me and my music and everything like that. So, I try to be a good boy,
That's right. That's right. Good boy. We love good boys. So that's definitely a good look, and we respect that. But, I was just curious, and I said, as soon as I speak to Matt, I just really want to know what's happening, because it's not like you're not easy on the eyes, okay?
Nah, you're too much.
I'm just saying. I say it how I see it. So are there any people in the music industry or outside of the music industry, which could be family or whatever, that inspire you to do what you do on a daily basis?
Absolutely. Just watching people, obviously, Chris Daughtry is a huge inspiration. I mean, to see somebody, go from, playing in my garage, to selling out arenas. I mean, that's just, as good as it gets of proof that dreams come true. And, if you work hard and you really go after it, and to see it firsthand, to see it go from, one extreme to another is just amazing, and that gives me drive and inspiration. My dad passed away, so I always try to do everything to the best of my ability to put my foot down and just kind of go, with everything, any situation that comes to me. So, I do things obviously to make him proud. I feel that he's always looking down on me and giving me the extra boost and the little luck when I need it, and all my uncles play guitar, so they were a huge inspiration. That's what got me into playing guitar when I was 8 years old, listening to them playing at family functions and parties. So, I mean, that means a lot to me, and I just love it. I just love music in general, and you know what? I think that, you know, what the world would be without music. You know, I think it bridges gaps. I think it's, you know, people, you know, in the worst times, you know, turn to music to listen and to escape. I think in the best times, you listen to music to celebrate, and, you know, that kind of keeps me driving. You know, it's not so much for a monetary thing to make money or to get any fame or anything like that. It feels the best when people say, oh, you know, I can relate to that song. Oh, yeah, I can, you know, I see where you're coming from. Or, oh, that song puts me in a place that kind of gets me away from all my problems and everything. And that's kind of what, you know, I think most artists do that for, you know, and that's what I do. So that keeps me driving and keeps me doing my thing every day when I'm trying to do this music career, and also I'm vice president of a pretty big bank. So it's you know, takes some craft to juggle both, but it's definitely worth it.
Right. I also wanted to comment because, you know, I noticed your structure, your contour, your body. So my question to you is, like, how many days a week are you in the gym pumping iron?
Well, you know what? I've been actually going to, I would say, you know, 4 days in the gym hard, and then, like, you know, 2 days of boxing, you know, is what's been going on with me. You know, I do some crazy stuff, though. I do some savage boot camps, and, you know, I got to give a shout-out to Bulldog Boot Camp, and they keep me in shape, you know, in Freehold, New Jersey. So that's where I go 4 or 5 days out of the week. And the rest I just fill in, you know, doing boxing. I've been boxing since I was little. So for me, it's a great, you know, outlet and stress reliever. So, you know, that doing what I enjoy, you know, keeps me in shape. But, you know, I play college football, so I had a little bit of a base to start with.
Right. Absolutely. Wow. I love it. I love it. It was like the talented and the athletic all rolled into one.
You well, you know what? It's good to be well-rounded, so that's what
yeah.
I shoot for.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's kind of what I try to come off with my music, you know, is I wanted to kind of – I love the fact that people don't categorize me in any particular genre, you know, and it kind of shows my love for all music. You know, I have some songs that sound more to, like, the dance and electronic side, you know, and then I have, you know, another one that's pop rock, and then another one that's hip-hop, you know, hip-hop rock, you know. I want to keep that, you know, feel of whatever I'm feeling, the emotions when I'm creating the songs with my producer, Armando Guarnera, out of Staten Island. And when I set these emotions and these different things, it kind of rubs off, you know, all the love for all the music that I have. It captures, you know, sounds from 70s, 80s, 90s, and today, you know, and it kind of is like all wrapped up into one, and I think it's pretty cool.
Right. So during this journey, what has been the highest and the lowest point of your journey so far?
Well, you know what, I would say, you know, from a life perspective, the highest point I'd have to say, you know, is right now, you know. It's just, you know, it's clicking on all angles for me. I mean, you know, the bank that I'm vice president of business development for is just taking off. You know, we doubled the company inside of the last year, and that's going great. And then the music stuff, I mean, it's all, you know, coming together for me. You know, I'm releasing, you know, all my singles that I had that I've been working on for the last couple months. I'm working on you know, my full album now, but I released an EP that got, you know, picked up in actual the Grammy, the 55th annual Grammy Awards that just passed,
mm-hmm.
and the gift baskets that go out to all the nominees. So I'd have to say right now it's kind of the high point that, you know, that I'm rolling through. You know, the lowest point, you know, would have to be when I, you know, when I lost my dad, you know, and he was such a great man and such a great person. And, you know, we were always so busy, you know, working, you know, he would be working, you know, I'd be working, you know, two jobs, going through, you know, school and everything. And we always had a bond, and he was always there for me growing up, you know, whether it be, you know, coaching my soccer games and my football games, or being involved in everything that I did. And then when we got older, we always had this bond, but we didn't really get to talk to each other as much as we should, or, you know, get to do everything. And then one day I lost him, and I felt like there was, a lot of stuff that was unsaid and everything. And I think that that's probably the low point. And I hit a point where, you know, I didn't have a drive anymore for music or, you know, for, you know, a lot of the things that I found passionate, like, you know, football and everything that, you know, he was there with me, you know, pretty much on every game and everything. So that was probably my lower point, you know, in my overall life.
Right. But you got that all back now.
I do. I got it all back, and, you know, knock on wood, everything's been going great. I can't ask for anything else. And, you know, I've always been a giving person and everything. So, you know, it's good to see things, you know, come back around.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What's the craziest thing a fan has done?
Oh, man. Well, you know what? I don't have anything that's crazy over the top, but get a lot of stalkers on the Facebook and the Twitter and everything like that with, you know, their little innuendos and improvisations and stuff like that. But I never had anything too crazy that is that far out of left field that happened to me with any fans. But, you know, we'll see in the years to come if something crazy.
Okay, in the next 2 weeks, we'll see. You'll be like, Miss P, you see, you start this mess. Exactly. I have to keep my eyes open for it.
You're playing the feed now, so whoever's listening.
Right, exactly.
Don't pay any mind to that.
Absolutely. So I had a question for someone who asked me to ask you. Are you open to any features on anyone's project? Does it have to be someone that's already out there?
No, it doesn't have to be anybody that's out there. I just have to vibe with the music and dig the music. You know, I'm working on a couple different things for some other independent artists where, you know, they have me doing some hooks on some features and everything. And you know what? I love it, you know, because, you know, I got that from great people, too, where they help me out. And then anything that I could do to help anybody, I'm always open to, as long as it fits within, you know, what I'm trying to do. I would love to help anybody out.
Absolutely. And that's real.
Absolutely. You know, you never know what could happen, and you always got to take chances and everything like that. And, you know, I'm very open, and as long as, you know, I think that I would sound good on the track, I would try anything, and I would always try to help anybody get to the next level, you know what I mean, and help them, you know. So if it's something that we could definitely do, we'll definitely do it. So if you want to take down their contact info, whatever, and then hit me up, I'll reach out for them and see if there's something that can be done.
Yes, definitely. Oh, you can tell us a little bit about who you're willing to work with so we know to, like, kind of narrow it down a little bit. I don't want a bunch of crazy people going to hit my Matt Shooks up. No.
Well, you know what? It's, you know, I love working right now. I mean, I'm in this mental state of, you know, all my music has, you know, a great hip-hop drive, you know, and even though it's on the rock side, it still has this hip-hop beat. There's always this groove to, you know, everything that I do. So it obviously it makes sense to have, you know, hip-hop features, you know. And with those hip-hop features, you know, I work with, you know, anybody that I listen to on a day-to-day basis. I mean, I would love to work with, you know, anybody, you know, Cash Money or, you know, Red Cafe, anybody that, you know, does hip hop, I would be interested in working with, you know, right now on some projects. I have a lot of cool things that are coming out that are going to have features on them and everything, so it falls in line. I did do a track, though, that's on the EP with one of the original members of the Gypsy Kings, which is, like, got this Latin feel. It's so cool, and it's such a sexy, emotional song. It's called Right Heart, Wrong Time. And it's more towards, like, the dance club type music. And, you know, so I would definitely contemplate stuff like that, too, on the more of the dance pop side.
Right. Wow, you just have everything all fully loaded for everybody.
I don't like to keep myself in a box. You know, I do love all music, so if I could participate in any way, in any kind of genre, I mean, I would love to do it.
So ultimately, what message are you trying to convey through your music? It doesn't matter the genre, but what are you trying to put out there?
Well, most of my music's positive. You know, I love being a positive person, and I hope I come off that way in the interview and everything. But
of course.
You know, I just want to, you know, go through, like, life experiences for me and kind of put them out there. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, there's going to be other people that can relate to the same situation that I'm in. So if I'm emotional about, a subject matter or something that happened to me in life, then chances are somebody else will. They'll be able to relate to it, and hopefully, you know, if they can't play the music and write it, you know, a lot of times if you kind of put the, you know, associate your life with a song or lyrics or something like that, you can definitely vent and kind of, you know, have this cool thing going on where it helps you get over things, or, you know, like I said, helps you celebrate, whatever it's going to do. But I just want people to enjoy my music, and I want to keep, you know, on the positive side of things and kind of just go through real life experiences and put them into songs and have people relate to it, you know.
Absolutely. So where can people go to, you know, download, upload, whatever it is that they need to do to keep you in their ears?
Well, you know what? I love when people subscribe to my fan page on Reverb Nation, you know, and that's under Matthew, MATTHEW, Schultz, SCHULTZ, and it's official, OFFICIAL. I think I spelled it right anyway. But, yeah, that's the official one, because there's another Matthew Schultz on Reverb Nation. A lot of people get my page confused, but, you know, I don't put out that kind of music that's on there on the other page. And Twitter is a great way to follow me and you know, retweet and tweet and everything like that. But my Twitter page is at MSCHULTZ33, and that's at MSchultz33, and that's my Twitter page. And you can find me under Facebook fan page and just type in Matthew Schultz.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, Matt, how do you manage, or should I say maintain, building yourself, your brand, and all your future projects, and still have this laid-back, approachable attitude? Because, you know, a lot of people, once they start progressing in this life, they know no one anymore. They no longer take these times to, you know, put a little buzz out there here and there. What keeps you grounded?
Well, you know, I just believe that the same hands that you shake on the way up, you shake on the way down. You know what I mean? And I always treat everybody, you know, equal. And I think that, you know, everybody has their special place, you know. And I just want to keep grounded and everything like that, because, like I said, I don't make the music for, you know, money. I'm in a position in my life where that's not really the driving force behind it, you know. So, you know, a lot of people do different things or act a different way because, you know, they have an agenda, you know, and or they have, a need to put and convey a different message. You know, for me, it's just chill. But, you know, I do work hard. You know, I work, you know, anywhere from 2-3 in the morning on promotions and, you know, putting my music out, making sure it gets on various sites and doing interviews and, you know, magazine articles and interviews and cover shoots and stuff. You know, I have a great publicist, Michelle from Bullseye Entertainment. She's been great. I have a great producer, Amanda Guarnera, and his whole family, and talented Alessia Guarnera, who's his daughter, that's an amazing artist as well, and everything. So I have a great, you know, team around me. I have a great, you know, support structure. So, you know, that keeps me grounded and keeps me in check. But I do work hard, and, you know, I'll be up late, you know, drinking espresso and making more music or promoting, you know.
Absolutely. So is there any other projects that you can seek a little bit out to us about?
Well, you know what? I'm really excited about the Tricky Graham project, and I'm back in the studios, and I'm going to work on a couple more, songs that I have preliminary stuff with, some more artists that I'd like to work with. So hopefully, you know, that all comes, you know, to fruition. It's a little too early to say now because it's still, you know, kind of in the negotiation phase and stuff, so I don't want to let the cat out of the bag.
Mm-hmm,
but, you know, doing that kind of stuff, you know, like, you know, I always end up doing, you know, a couple, you know, film projects. So, you know, you might see me doing a little bit more acting and stuff this year. And I'm really, really focused and excited to get a full album together. Because once I get the full album together, I'll be out performing more. And, you know, I'll take kind of the show on the road a little bit, you know.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to it. And if you're ever in New York, you have to definitely let us know.
Well, I'm always there. I'm right in New Jersey. So, I mean, New York's my backyard. That's where I hang. So, I'm always there. So we definitely got to get up.
That's right. And when you know that, you know, I'm respectful. Look, that's for the wife. I'm respectful. Miss P is respectful. No.
I love it. Well, we can rock out anytime. We'll chill out.
Definitely. I can't wait for that to happen. I will give Michelle my info to give you, and make sure you use it, guys, because I'm ready to hang.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much, so much for having me on the show and everybody that was listening and stuff like that. I just, you know, like I said, I feel very happy and blessed, and I just want to thank you for having me on.
Oh, that's not a problem. We're family now, so you're stuck with me. So one more time before you go, Matt, let them know where they can find you on Facebook. Or, matter of fact, you guys can just Google him. He comes up everywhere.
Yeah. That's a good thing. Google is a good thing. But, yes, my name is Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W. Last name is Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z. And you can Google me or find me under that name under Facebook. And my Twitter is M-S-C-H-U-L-T-Z. And my favorite number, 33. So I look forward to keeping in touch with everybody.
Yes, definitely. And when more things come out, as they come pouring out over the pots, pour them into the studio so we can keep them in rotation.
Absolutely. Well, Michelle, okay. Start getting you all my new stuff so you can spin it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Matt. I look forward to meeting you soon.
Have a good night. Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Okay. No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yay. So that was Matt Salks. He's so down to earth and loving. I love that. Shout out to his wife, his family, and everything. I mean, I love that. I love that kind of love. A man that, like, he has it separated. Like, this is my love, of course, but I also love you guys, too, for taking the time to love me. And that's a man for you. So shout out to Matt, again, for making it such an interesting, you know, show, and also putting it out there that is nothing wrong with love. So without further ado, our next guest coming up on the scene is Mr. Frank Wade, and I'm excited to get to talk to him. It's been way, way overdue. So we're going to take a little breaky break, and we're going to come back on with his track, and then we're going to have him on. For all those who's ready to talk to Frank, you can definitely call into the studio at 818-495-6975, and you will be live with Frank and myself. We will not miss a beat, okay? So until then, we'll have Frank on the line, and then we'll bring him on, but before we have him on, we want to listen to something that Frank roasted up and put together for us to listen to, and it's called Overgrind. I wonder what kind of grinding y'all be doing on this track, but I'll now see. Here go Frank with Overgrind.
In my Jakey and my Nicholas, oh, yeah. Filter killers with me coming through just like the president.
Oh, yeah.
I know that they seeing, so I be in all this out of
oh,
shit.
Yeah.
Cause a European won't get me in no fake product
yeah.
shit. Stupid swagger, getting money and I'm loving
oh, yeah.
it. I be putting on shout, especially in public.
Oh, yeah.
Pound gang strong, money long, we be thugging
oh, yeah.
it. Kush pack loud, need to turn it down a little bit. I sank on the shit, I can't go snatch up by any
oh,
bitch.
Yeah.
Take her to the mall with me and have her buy me plenty. extravagant and he fuck nigga can't handle it. Bitches no money, so who you think they staring at? Please don't hate too long, I send my folks to come take care of that. Send a bitch to get it, when she make it fast, she sharing it. Shawty is okay with that, it don't matter where it's at, we get it.
Same time I be coughing, inhaling and talking, blowing out while I'm walking. PD and we in here, tell them boys just I get blowing on that loud. Ain't shit clean. Hands up in the air, last smoking wrist watches. Get it off this rap shit and my strip poppin'. Fresh up off the lot, homie, you don't see them paper tags. Kill them in that Magnum, haters, they gon' need a body bag. Living in that fast lane, my turn, I hope I don't crash. Haters make me famous and they bitches want an autograph. Ayy, catch me stuck to the grind. Just got some heat from Miami, tryna ball like LeBron. Plus my chicks, they be fine, I drive the whip like I'm flying. Heard them saying time is money, we got nothing but time. Bow.
Keeps on calling me. Constellation to the stars, call that shit astronomy. Working out these equations with the money, geometry. I think with my brain and not my head, that's why she's hating me. Took a dollar, made a million, took a risk, gutsy. Put my name in lights and let it scroll, now that's the marquee. I'm a king, what you want? Come here, honey, you could be my queen bee. Take you out, roll you round, Maybach luxury. You start to a story, so they think I'm kinda crazy. But I keep that hope alive, and you can call that shit Jesse. It's a cold world, but I'ma turn it up, Frank degrees. If you're talking money, call my lawyer legally. I'm a money maker, motivator, never in a rat race. In my own orbit, yeah, call me out of space. Get to the money, yeah, I think I data. I'm a trendsetter, call me innovator.
That's what I'm talking about. Music that make you want to be like, what? Where the rest of it at? Definitely throwing that track, and that's Overgrind by Frank Wade. And without further ado, we're going to bring him right on the line so he can tell us all about him. How you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm feeling so
Hello? Sweet.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah, this is Frank Wade. We're here on the Intune show with the whole crew here, and we're in the studio right now. We're taking a little break to do this. Got Chevy Boy here, Breeze, Shock, Emma Frost, Shaylee. We got my boss. They all in here.
Wow, what y'all laying down? What y'all laying down tonight?
Huh?
What y'all laying down tonight?
Oh man, we're in here making good music.
That's what's up. I could appreciate that. So thank you guys for all tuning in with me tonight. I'll try not to keep, you know, Frank that long. But Frank, are you ready for me?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, awesome. So when did you start rhyming? And when did you realize that you had a true talent and could really make something out of it?
I mean, it really all started back in the day when I was in college, playing football in college. But, you know, I was a little young knucklehead, and I really didn't take it serious then. You know, I kind of went through a little situation in my life, you know, got married, had a kid, you know, and my youngest son, something that I kind of wanted to do when I was younger, he came to me and said, hey, Dad, this is what I want to be in life. And so, you know, I started trying to build a little entertainment company, which started out first as Dollar Entertainment, and trying to get him ready and prepared for what he wanted to do in life. And, you know, so situation happened. It didn't work out with me and his mom. I came to Kansas City, you know, with some other business I had, turned my entertainment company into Trillion Dollar Entertainment, and had a couple young guys that were on the label with me. It didn't work out. Some of the producers that I had at that time was kind of like, well, hell, you know, you do this. And I'm like, man, I'm getting too old for that. So, you know, they kind of convinced me to get on a mic, and I don't think I stopped since then.
Wow. Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, to just be able to just say, hey, you know what, hand me that mic. Let me see what I could do. And then just go to bed with it, wake up with it, take a shower with it. You know, you married it.
Right.
You know, if more people looked at it like that, then I guess more people would be making good music.
Yeah, you know, it's just got to be, it's got to be something that comes from the inner. And, you know, I just felt like it was a passion and that, you know, something has been driving me with this, you know, for years, you know, and it's just something inside of me just keeps saying don't stop. And so, you know, I ain't going to stop until we, you know, get to where we trying to get to, you know.
Absolutely. So tell me, on the track Overgrind, how did you get hooked up with Sean Paul of the Young Bloods and Bone Crusher?
Well, as we started, we were out here kind of like promoting some shows, and I kind of like, you know, became a promoter at a club out here called Club Avalon, and some of the managerial staff for Sean Paul and Bone Crusher had approached me about the possibility of bringing them in to Kansas City, and so we brought them into Kansas City, and we had a pretty good concert. They heard some of the tracks that we did, myself, Breeze, and Rico, we had recorded, and they had begun to talk to, you know, people that kind of, you know, work with them, the possibility of putting something together. So it took a few months, and then we finally, you know, worked everything out and came down, and, you know, Breeze had a cold beat that he had made, you know, a little track, and, you know, Bone Crusher got in the booth and, you know, laid the hook, and we were just ready from there. You know, Sean heard the beat, and he was like, that's it right there. And we just always thought that it was something, you know, great about this track, great about this song, and, you know, we're going to push it till the wheels fall off.
Absolutely. I found a YouTube video saying that you opened up for Jadakiss. Was that you?
Yes.
Okay.
I opened up. Yeah, we all opened up for Jadakiss in Kansas City at the Midland Theater. The historical Midland Theater.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else in mind that you wouldn't mind opening up for?
Hey, you know, really, a person I really love to open up for is 2 Chainz. I just like, you know, I like his grind. I like, you know, I like to listen to his story, you know, how he made it, what happened, you know, and just the brother that just got out there, just, you know, he used his own resources, you know, and he didn't stop. He kept going, and look at where he is right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're right about that. So what about for you when you're doing your writing process? When you're in the booth or writing lyrics, where do you draw your inspiration from?
I mean, it's got to be something that comes from the inner and then just, you know, drawing upon experience, you know. I try to pay attention to everything in life, you know, whether people think so or not. You know, I don't care if it's just from, you know, an ant crawling on the ground. You know, I just try to pay attention to life. And I think, you know, with the spiritual principle behind me and understanding that, you know, a lot of these principles is already in that good book, and when you bring all that together, it just seems like something just happens. You know, I came to a place really, you know, I don't really write stuff down no more. I mean, it's one of those things, I hear the beat, get the hook, And I started just trying to formulate, you know, what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, and hey, whatever come, I'm going in the booth and I'm doing it. And it just draws from something that's from within. And I think that's what makes, you know, this great. And I think, you know, again, you can be lyrical if you have something already inside of you. And I'm a firm believer that if ain't nothing in you, ain't nothing coming up out of you.
It's true. It's true. So are you currently working on an EP or mixtape? And who are some of the producers and artists that you are, you know, working with that add flavor to it?
Well, we just dropped on Dat Piff, we dropped our mixtape straight out of KCMO, brand new flavor in here. You know, we got some people on there, again, Chevy Boy, Boy Big, who was very, you know, popular out here. We have Breeze is on there, Rico the Truth, our artist, my son, Ohio, who's an upcoming artist in New Jersey. We have, who are some other people we had on there? BMG, guys out of Chicago, different things like, you know, I mean, we have a whole host of people that's on there. We're going to drop a new one probably next week on Dat Piff, where we're going to feature, you know, a song that we did with the Jacka. Some more coming from Chevy Boy here. Just you know, just trying to get people to, you know, hear what our flavor is here in Kansas City. And also Breeze and Rico just dropped theirs on Dat Piff today called Short Days and Long Nights. And mm-hmm. I advise everybody to check that out. It's a cold piece. But I will be dropping an EP here very soon, coming toward the summertime. And, you know, we hope to give, you know, people, you know, a little taste of Kansas City, you know, just different tastes, you know.
Absolutely. So are you currently working on this EP that is going to just knock everybody's, like, socks off? Or am I wrong by saying EP and it's really a mixtape?
No, it's going to be an EP. It's with some beats, you know, some original beats. You know, I'm testing one of the songs right now that was produced by Hardhead Productions out in California, which is called Turn Up. Mm-hmm. You know, we just want to bring some energy to it, you know, of what we're going to be doing. And I believe, you know, the fans are going to like it, you know. I mean, it's not too much that, you know, when we do try to test the waters with stuff that, you know, we don't get good feedback from it. But, you know, it's all about, you know, the marketing. It's all about the promotions. And so, you know, we're going to try to make sure that we market it right, promote it right, and, you know, give a good product to the fans.
Absolutely. So for those who aren't familiar with your sounds or may have never heard your music, how would you describe your music to them?
I would say, you know, different. In the words of 2 Chainz, you know, it's just a different, you know, I mean, sometimes I go all over the map, you know, I mean, I try to use, you know, different thought process, different sounds, different ways that I kind of, you know, present my lyrics. You know, I'm a firm believer of, you know, it. You know, you got to be able, when you're doing this, that you got to be able to, you know, find that one instrument, and, you know, in the music, in the beat, and try to ride that particular instrument. And if you find that one melody that you can really attach to, you know, you can make some great music. So I would just say, if I could describe it in one word, it's different, but you know, words that I put out there, I believe that, you know, it'll mesmerize some people if they really listen to what I'm saying.
Absolutely, I agree 110%. 10%, trust me. So what are your goals for the future, not just in music, but in life as well? Are there any other, like, projects or anything else that you want to work on separately outside of music, something for you perhaps, like rest, some sleep, vacation? You know what I'm saying? Like, things that Miss P likes to do, like vacation, relax, sleep, don't call me, turn my phone off, and no. Yeah, those are my favorite, you know, comebacks at people. So tell me, what do you do for your leisure to relax?
Well, you know, my leisure time, you know, I'm just really just, you know, I'm really just to myself, and I'm just really just trying to, like, just focus and, you know, visualize the process. And, you know, I tell a lot of people, you know, if people would just sit down and just visualize, you know, think, you know, before acting, you know, it would set the pace and the tone for where they really want to head in life. And I think that process is just too easy for people because, you know, people just want to get out there and do instead of just sometimes just taking that moment, taking that time, breathing, thinking, relaxing, and visualizing the process out. And, you know, once you feel like that inner self is said, hey, okay, this is where we're going, then, you know, follow that direction. You know, it's a faith thing, you know. So that's what I like to do in my leisurely time. You know, I don't really like to do all the club and stuff no more, or all the other, you know, because to me it just seems like a waste of time, you know, right now at this point in my life. And so, you know, I just believe in being focused and, you know, setting those measurable goals that is going to help me to get, you know, to the place to accomplish the vision of $1 trillion entertainment.
Absolutely. So if you were interviewing you, what would you ask you and how would you answer it?
Well, the first thing that I would probably ask myself is, you know, Frank Way, you know, a lot of people like to say, what are your goals? The first thing I would ask is, you know, what is your vision, you know, for the future? And I think I would answer it in such a way is that, you know, I'm glad you asked because that's what I'm on, you know, is vision. And a lot of people start companies without a vision. You know, a vision doesn't say the here and now. The vision says, what will $1 trillion entertainment look like 20 years from now? And so 20 years from now, that's what I want people to be on. Will $1 trillion entertainment be here? Will it exist? What impact will it have made 20 years down the road in my community, in society, in the world? And so if I keep, you know, focus on, you know, the future and hoping to see what will $1 trillion entertainment look like 20 years from now, I think that'll drive me to, you know, where I want to go in success.
Absolutely. I like it. That's a good one. That was a good one. So how do you respond? Because, you know, with the good, the bad, you know, there's always the ugly. So how do you respond to negative feedback from your music?
I mean, sometimes, you know, I'll toy with it sometimes, you know, like you know, people who, you know, talk about the negative stuff, you know. I mean, we get a lot here in Kansas City, but sometimes you can take that and use it, you know, to drive you where you're going. But really inside, you know, I've gotten to a place in my life where the negative stuff don't mean nothing to me because, you know, I feel like this. I walk a life of faith, and if I walk that life of faith and I trust God and what he said he's going to do, how he's going to do it, and I've learned that it ain't about the do's and the don'ts in life. It's about the trust and the faith. And if I walk in that, you know, there's no weapon that's formed against me that's going to prosper. So, I mean, I believe that. And so people might think me crazy for believing that. You know, they might look at the stuff we do, you know, see, you know, how our lifestyles are. But, you know, I just totally believe that. And I think the person who believes like that, you know, that's a force to be reckoned with.
Right, absolutely. It is so true. So I think, you know, usually one of my questions would be, you know, what type of advice or what's your motto or anything like that for us, any young people that's, you know, making that plunge, so to speak, into the entertainment world, what would you leave them with? But you brought up so many key points, I don't even know if it's fair to even ask you that because then it would be like you're repeating yourself.
Well, I mean, my main thing is, you know, as you're growing up, you know, look at the experiences in life, you know. I mean, you look at, like I say, what I saw when I was younger is may not what I may agree with, what, you know, as I'm older, you know what I'm saying? And it's like you got to take each experience as it is. And I would say this, remember those old sayings you used to say, if I would have listened to my mama and my daddy when I was coming up, I would say every young person needs to listen to that because, you know, they do see things that you just don't see at that point in life, you know what I'm saying? And so, but I also believe that every young person has to experience their own experience, you know, and if they take that leap and they walk in that walk of faith, you know, I mean, again, there's no weapon that's formed against them that shall prosper. And so what they got to do is be able to look at, you know, all the negative that comes around them and begin. It's just like I like to tell people this. It's just like, you know, when they was out there on the Sea of Galilee and the big storm came up. You know, everybody always like, you know, Peter when he sunk because, you know, the storm and all of that. It didn't say he sunk because of the storm. He sank because he heard the wind. And that's what all this other stuff, when people talk negative about you, it ain't nothing but a lot of wind. And
that's
so,
right.
As you know, and that's why he said, peace be still. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, a lot of people listening to All That Wind and they get caught up in that. And it's just like my uncle used to tell me, hey, you know, don't worry about what's in somebody else's pond. Worry about what's in your pond. Because when you start worrying about what's in somebody else's pond, somebody's going to come over and take the fish that's in yours. And so I don't got time to listen to All That Wind. You know, I got to just keep moving and doing, you know, what I know that I'm driven to do.
Right. Absolutely. I agree 110%. And I actually learned something from you tonight.
Oh, okay. Me?
Yeah, you. Could it be? Then who? No. Definitely. So I want you, okay, Mr. Wade, to tell everybody about any and every upcoming project or event that you guys are launching or something that we could keep our ears to the ground for us so we can stay in tune with you.
Well, like I said, you know, we've just been launching a lot of things and we're working on our website, you know, to try to get people to understand who we are, what we're doing. www.trilliondollarentertainmentllc.com. That's www.trilliondollarentertainmentllc.com, where you can start, you know, learn a little bit about what we do. You can find us on Facebook, you know, Frank Wade, Twitter, Frank Wade 23. But we're just basically just trying to, you know, get the mixtapes together, get the marketing plan and the promotions right, you know, because we're independent right now, you know. That people know what we're doing here in Kansas City. You know, we're just trying to build some things to get there. And then, like I said, I'm going to come out with an EP, and after that, you know, we're going to start promoting, you know, Breeze and Rico and a lot of other young guys is going to come, you know, along the way. You know, I got my man Shock here, you know. He came in and laid a track down tonight, just blew my mind, you know what I'm saying? So we got to get him going, too. So, you know, I just want to pave a way, you know what I'm saying, to get it there, and allow these young guys to learn business and to you know, make their own way. Because, you know, it's like my mentor told me, C.D. Palmer. He said, you know, I'm going to leave him with this. You know, he used to give us all this equipment, all these things. And, you know, this guy had all kind of money. He'd pull up in all these great cars and all these beautiful women around him. And, you know, he'd come in there and just leave us there like, you know, like, whoa, what about, what? You know. And some people left, but what he was doing, he was teaching us how to build our own way. He would lead that stuff with us, make us learn how to do it ourselves. And once we learned how to do it ourselves, we was able to go out there and learn how to build a business for ourselves. You know, we didn't like it, what we was going through, but, you know, it did something for us. So, you know, like I said, you know, I just want to leave them with, hey, you got to just keep going. You got to keep moving. And we're going to build something, you know, that can last so people can say 20 years from now, this is what Trillion Dollar Entertainment has come from point A to point B.
Absolutely. And I love it. I love it, love it, love it. And, you know, I hope this is not our last combo. You know, as things progress, guys, I definitely want you to always keep me posted. And if you guys are that busy where you can't come on and plug it a little yourself, you can always just shoot me a little email like, hey, P, this is what's happening. And I would definitely share it with our listeners. You know, okay, we're family, so let's support. And this Into show is not just my show, it's everybody's show.
Okay.
Everybody's show. That. So that's what it's about. Like, if you have a party, I'm not going to say, well, I'm not going to go. Frank didn't invite me. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going. It's my party. No.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because that's supposed to be guaranteed.
Right.
So that's how I look at life, and that's how you progress in life. A lot of doors open when you look at it like that.
Exactly.
Share the little bit you have, and then 10 more doors are open for you.
It sure will.
Okay. So is there anything else, any shout-outs, anything else you want to leave with the world for our 46K listeners to gain on you tonight?
Well, I mean, you know, I want to shout-out to everybody who's in the studio tonight. Emma Frost, you know, be looking for her. She's going to be laying some stuff out here in Kansas City. Kaylee came by to check us out. Got Breeze, Shot, Mob Boss, he's still out there. Yep, shout out to him. Be looking for him. He up and coming artist out here, you know, in the Kansas area. You know, check him out on Facebook. Look up Mob Boss. You can go to my page, find him there. You know, just everybody in this city that's just trying to, you know, make it, you know, to all the artists in Kansas City. You know, I don't want to really give out too many names, but everybody out here working hard. And so, you know, we just want people, you know, to understand that, hey, we here too in the middle of the map, and we just want our opportunity also, just like everybody else has got.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Frank Wade, let's stay in touch. Let's see what we can do. Let's do some showcases. Let's do some stuff. Let's just get some stuff going. Let's talk.
Okay.
Okay?
We can do that.
So I'm going to inbox you on Facebook, my info, and at your leisure, hit me up.
Okay, I will do.
Okay, thank you so much, Frank, for being patient and giving us your time this evening. And thank you to everyone that's on the team back there that, you know, just letting us know that be ready. And I'm ready for all y'all, okay? All of y'all, because I need new music at all times.
Okay, all right, we're going to be giving it to you, too.
No problem. You guys have an excellent evening, and I will be talking to you guys all soon.
Okay, we appreciate the interview also.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, guys. So we spoke to Matthew Shucks. Very, very sweet, sweet, sweet. And we spoke to Frank Wade and a few of the crew. And I'm definitely excited every single time I get to talk to people that are amazing and looking for, you know, to do big things and help motivate each other. And it's just a beautiful experience for me, and that's why I'm so blessed to have the Intune show. For all those who's interested in having airplane on the Intune show, you can definitely get with my music coordinator, Lyrics, and you can find her at music@theintuneshow.com. Please submit your tracks, MP3 formatted, clean, no cussing, and please make sure that it's mixed and mastered. I don't want to hear your pots and pans and my, you know, background. I can't live with those things when I don't even wash dishes, so why would I want to hear them in your tracks? We're looking for intros, and we're looking for drops. We're looking for commercials for the Intune show in exchange for a promo package. We also connected to PR services that will also offer some services for offering us services. So that's the good thing about the Intune show as well. We always find ways to bring one service into another service that could implement something else and everybody's happy. So tomorrow I will be on air. I'm not going to tell you with who. You just better be tuned in. Tomorrow, 6 p.m., be there, okay? Until next time, babies, stay in tune because I want to be in tune with you. Don't ever, ever, ever forget it. Big shout-out to Matt again, and big shout-out to Frank Wade. Hugs and love for all those who's tuned in for the first time. I hope it's not your last because we're on tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Until then, babies, stay in tuned.
I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune. About to take it to the moon, let's go. I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune. About to take it to the moon, let's go. Just tune in, let's count it down from 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let the show begin. With a pretty light skin, diva name is P. Rep that ratchet third, TV on that other level, nothing like the mother bird.
Not at all.
What you ain't heard, then tune in. Blogspotradio.com, let's begin. Any topic, Johnny, gone, spark the conversation. Every show is all love, ain't no room for all that hate. I've been waiting all day to tune in about this.
I'm about to find your conversation, hottest music in the mix.
From the bricks to the sticks, if you got internet connection, you can dial that magic number just to represent.